A defensive player be considered for MVP? Of course, look who I'm asking, a defensive player, right?
Without a doubt, you know, because, you know, if you get the overall understanding of what an MVP is, you know, it shouldn't really have a label on it, whether it's offense or defense, you know. It's the most valuable player, you know, the league and for his team to a certain degree. So whatever, you know, position or offense or defense or whatever role you may be, if you're deserving of it, you should, you know, have every right to earn it.
You think that could be him?
Without a doubt, you know, I really don't get into all that, but, you know, when you hit the film and you look around the league, you know, he's very well deserving of it.
John, the Cleveland's offense isn't fancy, but quite effective. Just what do you see on film?
Very efficient offense. You know, like you said, you know, they don't have many turnovers, many sacks, you know. They have explosive plays, you know, they have long drives where they're able to run the ball, mix in some play action and things like that. So, you know, they're very effective, you know, with mixing in and running and play action passes and things like that and keeping the chains moving.
Is there much of a difference between their three running backs that you see when they're running the ball?
A little bit. You see the younger guys is a little more change of pace guys. You know, of course, Ben Tate, you know, he's more of a workhorse guy. You know, he can carry the load. So I think it's a great thing to have all three of those guys going there and, you know, spell one another at times.